Welcome to this episode of the Plan Disney podcast. I'm your host, Amira Martin, a former Plan Disney panelist. If you're thinking of participating in your first Run Disney race, you've come to the right place. On this episode, we're going to be sharing a beginner's guide to Run Disney. And actually, we're in the Epcot parking lot, and this is where the Walt Disney World Run Disney events begin and end. So it's a perfect spot for this conversation. But first things first, let's meet our panelists joining us today. Hello, friends.
Hello. Hi.
Oh my gosh, you look so great.
Thank you.
You look like runners. Mm. Yeah, I think so. I think you two are going to be the perfect people for me to talk to about these Run Disney events. But I think we should do some introductions first. Are you down for that?
Sure.
Okay, Betsy, let's start with you, friend.
So I'm Betsy. I live in Maryland with my husband and two kids. This is my third year as part of Plan Disney. And by day, I'm a middle school teacher. And by night, I'm living the dream of being a part of the Plan Disney panel.
Can you share a little bit more about what Plan Disney is?
Sure. So Plan Disney is a group of regular guests who just happen to have a passion for all things Disney vacation planning. And we put that passion to work by answering questions for guests on our website. And we are compensated for our time.
Perfect. And I have another friend. Hello, Melissa. How are you?
Good to see you. I am Melissa. I am from Southern California, and I'm a Disneyland Resort Specialist. This is my very first year with Plan Disney, and I have a husband of 16 years and three kids, and I grew up going to Disneyland, and I love Plan Disney.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. And you love Run Disney, too.
I love Run Disney as well, yes.
So let's hop right in. Can you give me an overview of what Run Disney is?
Absolutely. They are a series of events that take place in the theme parks, both in Walt Disney World and in Disneyland Resort. There are virtual events as well. And I recently did a coast-to-coast challenge. And so they've got lots of fun activities for the whole family.
Can you tell us a little bit more about how many different things we can enjoy?
Sure. There are six events throughout the year, this year planned, and they have race distances from 5K to all the way to the marathon. They also have some kids events at some of them and yoga, which is a fun add-on if you'd like.
Oh my goodness.
And I most recently did the Walt Disney World Marathon weekend. I ran the half marathon, and then I did the Coast to Coast Challenge by finishing that a week later at the Disneyland Resort for their return half marathon.
Oh, wow. Now, Betsy, I know you've done, obviously, some Run Disney events, but you've done other events. But you say Run Disney has your heart for a certain reason.
It does. So these events are, if you've done, whether you're new or whether you're an avid runner in your hometown, these events are really special. They're really not at all typical of what you may have experienced in your hometown. I love running in my city, and I love running in cities that are important to me. But what I love about Run Disney is that I love running, I love Disney, and it's a way to combine both of those, you know, both of those interests. And it's just really a different environment than you get in any other racing event.
Absolutely. It combines like my love of Disney, my love of running. It is unlike anything. It's just so special. There's characters and, of course, the beautiful theme parks. It is just the best of all worlds.
Oh, goodness. Okay. That sounds like fun. I have to admit, it really does. Now, let's talk a little bit more about what's actually offered, because I know we have some offerings at Walt Disney World, but we also have offerings at Disneyland. Can you tell us a little bit more about those?
I love the variety of distances they offer. So again, if you're a little bit intimidated and you're like, I can't run a half marathon yet, they have the 5K and the 10K. They have a 10 miler. So you can work your way up that way. For me, my first race was the Disneyland half marathon, and it felt insurmountable, but there is nothing like finishing a Disney race, because there's just, the spectators are fantastic. The cast members are so supportive, and Mickey and Minnie are usually there, and it's just so much fun. And they've got four at Walt Disney World and two at Disneyland.
Oh,
and I'm looking forward to the Halloween half marathon at Disneyland. It's a very fun themed event.
Yes. And then I think we have that one, but we also have one around the same time here at Walt Disney World?
Yeah, so in the fall, there's the Wine and Dine Half Marathon Weekend at Walt Disney World. So that one has a really fun theme. One of the best things about Run Disney is that every event is themed, usually to a Disney character, and people really lean into those themes, and it makes it a lot more fun.
I love following the social media for Run Disney, because they'll do medal reveals, and so it gets you really, really excited and pumped up depending on the themes.
Run Disney also offers virtual events.
Yes.
My son and I did one last summer, the Run Disney 100 virtual series, and it's a great way to get the family involved.
If I say to you right now that I think I'm ready to sign up, I'm not going to promise, but if I think I'm ready to sign up, I need some more details. Can you tell me, how do you register? How do you get ready for this?
So you're going to want to check the Run Disney website, follow Run Disney on Instagram so you know exactly when registration will open on the specific date. It's usually in the morning. So get some coffee, like saddle up to your computer, just open one browser, and then you'll be placed in a virtual queue exactly when the registration begins.
Okay.
And you'll need a Disney account in order to register. And for each participant you're trying to register, you'll need their birthday, their emergency contact information, their shirt size, and their expected average pace in order to register. There are lots of options. So there's a Dopey race during the Walt Disney World Marathon weekend. And that's running a 5K, 10K, half marathon, and marathon in 4 days. And so some people like to do that. That also can be the Goofy Challenge, which is just the half marathon and marathon.
If you do a challenge, you get one medal for each race and then a challenge medal.
I know. You come home with so much bling.
Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness. Okay. Yes.
But if you want to start with just one race, pick your race, focus on that. So another great tip for registration morning is to, you know, carve out that chunk of time in your day so that you have a place to kind of sit and wait for your turn. For some people, they might get in 5 minutes. The last time I registered, it was about 45. And I was still able to get every race that I wanted. And I just made sure that I had that time to just kind of sit with coffee and
Absolutely.
Wait my turn.
Okay. All right. So make an actual event before mm-hmm. the event. Oh, mm-hmm. I like that. All right. Mm-hmm. If we're headed to the parks for a Run Disney event, mm-hmm. how can we prepare for it?
I recommend getting a training program. My husband and I both have very different running styles. He runs straight, like nonstop. I like to run, walk, run, more like the Jeff Galloway method. So find stuff. There's a lot of resources online. There are brand new books that this is the official guide to racing around the world. I got this at the Disneyland Half Marathon Expo. But something like this that kind of gives you like a guideline of like training and find something that fits for you. Every race is not the same for me, but get out, make sure you prepare. The mental preparation is just as important as the physical
yes.
preparation, and making sure that you believe in it, that you believe you can do it because you can.
Oh, I love that. And I know I could probably like motivate myself with like some music or things
yes.
like that. And
Ooh.
Is that a big thing? I feel like that's big Run
big
Disney
thing. So again, like I said, these are atypical races. Training is important,
yes.
but for Run Disney races, I like to really lean into the Disney theme. Mm-hmm. I like to add some songs to my training playlist,
Me
like
too.
Touch the Sky from Brave
yep.
or Almost There from
yep,
Princess
yep.
and the Frog are good ones.
I have the Moana, How Far I'll Go.
Oh, that's a really good one.
I also have Hamilton a lot of times.
That's a good one too.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely a motivator.
yep, yes.
I also like to prepare my outfit, again, leaning into theme.
Yes,
okay.
All of the races are themed to a specific character. So last year, the Princess Half Marathon was themed to Moana. And so my friend and I dressed as Hei Hei and Pua. And it's also really important, speaking of costumes, to actually practice running in your costume.
Yes. Okay.
Just to make sure that everything is comfortable and as it should be when you're running.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I know there are some guidelines for
there
it.
There are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You'll want to check the Run Disney website. Things constantly change, and you want to make sure you have the most updated information. You don't want to get to the race and not be able to carry, you know, one of your props.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Yes. I definitely don't
yes.
want that.
yes.
Now, okay, so we covered costumes. We're getting ready. Mm-hmm. Now, are there kind of like back-end things we need to take care of? Or is there paperwork and things
yes,
like that?
Yes, there's a waiver that you'll need to sign before you go to the digital expo to pick up your race packet.
Okay.
Everyone gets one. So even if I register my husband, he's got to go do his own waiver.
Oh.
And you just want that ready before you get to the health and fitness expo.
Once we've arrived at Walt Disney World or Disneyland mm-hmm. for race weekend, what should we do first?
So the first thing you're going to want to do is attend the Health and Fitness Expo,
okay.
which at Walt Disney World is held at the ESPN Wide World of Sports. And there'll be transportation from your Walt Disney World Resort Hotel that will take you there. And usually, you know, you have to pick up your own packet. But no, you have to show ID. No one can pick up your packet for you, which, you know, usually in my hometown, it's like a chore to go to an expo, yeah. but at the Run Disney Health and Fitness Expo, it's really fun. There's Run Disney merchandise, there are vendors, there's entertainment, there's characters.
Yeah.
So it's really a fun thing to do. And I usually try to do that one day before my first race.
Yeah. And then coming from the West Coast, especially if I'm coming to Florida, I always make sure to kind of build in a buffer because you don't want to miss picking up your bib. That would be like the worst possible scenario.
Right.
So make sure you get it. My husband and I like to take photos in front of the like backdrops with our bib number just for memories. And then from there, I usually have an early night the night before the race. So okay. I like to eat... like to eat about like 3:30, usually at Tony's mm-hmm. in Magic Kingdom. Mm-hmm. And I always make sure to get my bib attached the night before. That's a big one. It is not something that I thought about, but thankfully my husband was a runner before I became one. And so I like to attach my bib, get my whole entire outfit like laid out for the event okay. so that I'm ready for the next morning.
Well, that's so smart.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that tip.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to the expo in Disneyland, yes. is there a designated place as well, like here in Walt Disney World?
There is, but you'll want to check the Run Disney website. It was most recently at the Disneyland Hotel. It may or may not be there next okay. time, but it's the same type of process. You'll pick up your bib, they'll send you and get your shirt, and then you can check out all the fun merchandise. And they always have a lot of themed merchandise for that particular weekend.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Yeah.
They
Shopping.
Have spirit jerseys. They have corksicle. They have
ears.
They have all the things.
I always get a magnet because it's mm-hmm. it's an easy one to put in my bag.
Sure so, is. Yeah. Yes. I'm a magnet girl and a Ooh. Coaster girl.
Yes.
So you told me magnet. All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness. Okay. Betsy. See, I feel like you're a resort girl like I am.
I am. I
now, when it comes resorts. To Run Disney, mm-hmm. how do you pick your resort?
If you're staying at a Walt Disney World resort, you will have complimentary transportation to race day. I like to stay somewhere that's a little bit further removed from the theme parks because, you know, I'm trying to go to bed at 8 p.m. The last thing I want is to fall asleep and then fireworks start going off like and waking me up. So our favorite place to stay during a Run Disney race weekend here is Saratoga Springs.
Oh.
We also like the Animal Kingdom Lodge or the All-Star Resorts. Those are all some of the quietest places that you'll find.
Yeah. I always like to request a first floor room on mm-hmm. race weekends
okay.
because it allows you to get to the bus faster. And after a long race, the last thing you might want to do is climb stairs or, you know, walk all the way to an elevator that may or may not be convenient.
Yes.
And so I learned that after, I think, my first or second race. And my husband and I always request a first floor room. So that's one of my tips.
I can only imagine your first race and you're like, oh, no stairs.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. It's race day. Mm-hmm. I'm imagining. I'm bringing myself there. It's race day. Now, can you share with me what actually happens on race day?
Well, I think it's cute that you keep saying day because you're waking up in what no one would consider day.
Yeah.
So these races usually begin around 5 a.m.,
oh my gosh.
Which is, that's day.
Yeah.
But you'll want to leave your resort usually around 3 a.m. The buses start running.
Okay.
And it sounds like a lot of time. It sounds like a lot of time. But there's a lot to do once you arrive at the here in the Epcot parking lot. You'll have a little bit of a walk to the bag check area. You may want to check some things, and Run Disney will give you a clear bag at the Health and Fitness Expo that's the only bag that you'll be allowed to use at bag check.
Okay.
So anything you don't want to carry with you during the race, but you might want immediately after, you'll put into that clear check bag and you'll check it. You'll walk to the start groups. And then once you get there, you won't be bored. There's
a lot of entertainment.
There's a lot of entertainment.
Yeah. They've got music mm-hmm. and it's a lot of fun. They interview people in certain, like they'll pick someone out with a costume mm-hmm. and I love it because they'll share inspirational stories. Sometimes you'll hear why someone runs.
Yeah.
And it's so heart touching.
You mentioned your start group.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to your start group. Can you give us a little bit more detail about the start groups?
Absolutely. So when you run a Disney race, you don't all start at the same time because there's thousands of people here. And so they give you a start group and it corresponds generally to like how fast you think you'll be finishing that race.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So as a run, walk, runner, I actually go a little bit slower than my husband who tends to get one of the earlier start groups. It just means how they release you from the start line. The really awesome thing though is that every single start group and every single wave within that start group gets a really Disney send off. So in Walt Disney World, that's fireworks. In Disneyland, there was a great countdown, and they count you off. The hosts are fantastic, and it makes sure to count you down and make you feel so special as you start that race.
About your husband starting earlier than you. So if you, let's say you're running with a group and
yes.
someone has a faster expected finish time, so they might end up in an earlier start group, but they would really rather run with the rest of the group, they're allowed to come back. But people with later start groups are not permitted to go forward.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you want to run as a group, you just go with the person who got the latest start group assignment.
Okay. Yes. All right. Mm-hmm. I love that too.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
If you just want to
run together.
Be like a group.
Yes.
A group of girlfriends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another run. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, it's the moment we've all been working towards. Mm-hmm. It's send-off time. Mm-hmm. Now, what is it like to run a Run Disney race?
Oh my gosh, it's so much fun. You're going through the Disney theme parks. Of course, it's going to be just so magical. And you may have been to a Disney park before, but there is nothing like seeing it when you're running through. Mm-hmm. When, you know, thousands of your new best friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So on the course, you'll see a lot of characters. But the other thing that you'll see are the taiko drummers. There's a gospel choir sometimes. There's just a lot of entertainment. And you don't want to miss it.
I like to get pictures in my favorite places along the race course,
yes.
which is, of course, Cinderella Castle. I also love the course that takes you on the boardwalk and into yes. the International Ooh. Gateway entrance of Epcot. So those are great places for photos, too.
Absolutely.
Oh, goodness.
The other thing I love about Run Disney events is that they have medical tents available throughout the course if you need it. And it is just such a well-supplied and supported event.
Have peace of mind knowing that you are well supported along the race course
Absolutely.
With medical professionals and bathrooms. You know, that it is truly something that sets Run Disney
Absolutely.
Apart from other races that I've done is the number of available restrooms before, during, and after the race.
I am always amazed at how many cast members come out to cheer us on well before the sun comes up. And it's just honestly just makes you feel so good when you're running. One of my favorite places to spectate, which you should check the Run Disney website because they'll give you specific places that spectators are allowed. My favorite place is Main Street in Magic Kingdom.
Aww.
Like seeing people run down. Sometimes, I mean, it's always beautiful, but it's lit up and you can see the castle. But there's nothing like cheering for your family and friends on Main Street. The other place I like to go if it's a longer race, if it's the marathon, I'll start at Main Street. Then I'll hop on the monorail and get over back here towards Epcot to watch them at the finish.
Oh, that's
so it's like
wonderful.
Two opportunities to cheer your friends and family on.
That's so fun. Now, how does this work for you, Melissa? Because I know you said you run with your husband.
Yes.
Have you ever had a time where maybe he's finished beforehand and
yes.
seen you?
So again, we have just different running styles. And he most recently was, when we ran the same race, was in the start group A. And I was not. He was able to finish his marathon and then come back and cheer me on inside of Epcot because we had gotten park tickets for the day. And so, like, seeing him at mile 25, it didn't hit me because I ran my own race. I kept at pace. But seeing him cheering me on at mile 25 was, like, so emotional. And it wasn't until then where I'm like, oh, my gosh, I just did this. And I'm going to finish this race.
Oh.
Yeah. It still gets me teary every time.
Oh, my gosh. I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, so many memories. Okay. So, let's see. We've gone through the race. We've made it. We crossed the finish line. Mm-hmm. Yes, we did it.
Mm-hmm.
So all of our hard work has paid off. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you to celebrate this amazing mm-hmm. achievement?
So if you like shopping, you like friends, I'm assuming you like food.
I love
food. This is a very big part of our celebration. It's food. I mean, you just ran.
Yes.
You just ran a 5K, a 10K, or 13.1 miles, or a full marathon. Like, it's time to eat. So Run Disney will provide you with a delicious snack box to hold you over.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's time to eat. So
yes.
My friends and I love to celebrate with a good meal somewhere and somewhere that we can also then take pictures with our medals. So most recently we went to Magic Kingdom, we took our medals, we had these beautiful pictures in front of the castle,
yes.
and then we ate at Liberty Tree Tavern, which
yeah.
is all you care to enjoy.
Oh, man.
And we enjoyed.
You enjoyed
so
it quite
we
a
did.
Bit.
our celebrations tend to be the same, always
uh-huh.
food-centric, especially
mm-hmm.
after you've run.
Mm-hmm.
But we, after the marathon, we did Epcot. We took pictures at each country with our medals throughout World Showcase, and then snacked along through the world at
oh,
the
my
same
gosh.
Time. Some events like Wine and Dine have an after party. If you run the half marathon, it's a complimentary ticket to this after hours event. Your friends and family can also purchase a ticket if they would like to join
oh.
you.
And then for the springtime surprise weekend, there's a springtime surprise splash, which takes place at one of the water parks.
Yeah.
And I love the Disney water parks. So that event does come with an extra fee for anyone who wants to attend, but what better way to relax than in a water park after your
that
race?
That would be fun.
Yes.
That would be real fun.
Now, what if we run virtually? Mm-hmm. Is there a way that maybe we can think
yes.
of some ways to celebrate?
You still run the miles.
Yes.
You need to
Absolutely.
Celebrate. You know, also with food, get dressed up, make it a big deal with
yeah.
your friends and your family. And then after you're done, take your medal, go get pictures, go have a meal somewhere.
Absolutely.
You should still celebrate.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay. The two of you have convinced me that not only is it fun, but once you finish, you feel like a million bucks.
100%.
It's a whole new way to experience the Disney parks. It's somewhere you've been coming for a long time. It's somewhere that's dear to your heart. It's a whole new way to experience the parks. And then the feeling of accomplishment. It doesn't matter how many times I've run a race. It's still emotional. You're still accomplishing something every time you cross the finish line. And here you get to do it in the most magical place on earth.
All right. Listen, I think you sold me. You sold me on running a race. Now, sadly, it's almost time to go. But before we go, can we do a little lightning round?
We can. Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to ask you a series of questions. I just want the first answer that pops into your head. You ready?
Okay.
Real fast.
Ready.
Which Run Disney event are you looking forward to this season?
Wine and Dine. I'm going to sign up for the first time this year. Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to the Halloween time Disneyland Half Marathon.
Okay. Favorite Run Disney memory?
Watching my friends cross the finish line for their very first half marathon.
Probably finishing my first marathon.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Something you must pack for every Run Disney event?
A disposable rain poncho.
Hand warmers and a Mylar blanket.
What's your top Run Disney tip?
It's Disney. It's Run Disney. Be joyful. Enjoy the scenery. Enjoy your family. Enjoy the characters. I may not get a PR, but it's going to be fun.
Register. You can do it.
Your favorite way to celebrate after crossing the finish line?
Take pictures immediately after crossing. It doesn't matter what you look like. You want to remember that moment immediately after completing your race.
Get lots of snacks. Eat all the food. I love to snack around the world.
All right. Last one. Advice for someone participating in a Run Disney event for the first time.
That's you. Again, just enjoy every moment. Enjoy the scenery. Enjoy running through the parks. Enjoy experiencing the Disney parks in a way that you've never have before.
Run your race. Trust yourself. You can do it.
All good answers. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us. I can't wait to see you on the race course.
Yes. Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Plan Disney Podcast. You can check out a new episode of the Plan Disney Podcast every third Wednesday of the month. And if you're enjoying the podcast, be sure to leave us a review. In the meantime, if you're looking for more Disney planning tips and insights, be sure to follow Plan Disney Panel over on Instagram. If you have a question of your own, stop by plandisney.com to ask. The panelists will be happy to answer it for you. And to keep up on the latest news, stop by the Disney Parks blog. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you real soon.